problem. It really isn't. Anyway, okay, open your Bibles to Leviticus chapter 19. Now, I don't pretend to make a lot of friends with this sermon here tonight. It might... Yeah, exactly, Nate. I don't pretend to make a lot of friends with this sermon tonight, and you possibly may not understand what I'm saying tonight, so I encourage you to study this. If you listen to our sermon that I preached about a month ago that has really, really had a lot of people listening to it on the Bible destroys the myth of dating. If you've never heard that sermon, listen to that sermon. Dating is not a biblical principle. All right. It's not found in the scriptures. You find a courting system. You find a system of the father, of going through the father as the head of the home. You find that, but you don't find this out and out dating system that the world, that the church has kind of adopted today and is just like a little bit better than the world. So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight as we kind of, as we kind of cross over. With a few things here, and I also don't want you to misunderstand what I'm saying here, okay? This verse, let me read the verse for you, and then I'll explain to you what I mean by that and what I mean by this, what the Bible is saying by this. And I think some things that I've seen in modern society, the churches have adopted that are not scriptural practices with the family, or they've adopted it as, hey, this is the right way to do things. I don't believe it is. I think we're way off on these things, or we have been way off on some of these things, and it's to our detriment. Anyway, let me get started. Let me read the verse. Leviticus 19, verse number 29. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness. Father, I pray you'd help us now. Please show us the truths of your word. Help us understand this, Lord, and I just pray, Father, that with this we'd be able to help this next generation to do things the biblical way. Help us, Lord, to see this from your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, listen, I want you to understand before we get really into it here to understand this. Now, some of the things I'm going to bring up to you and we're going to talk about are common practices of the day. This does not mean that I'm saying that someone is a prostitute if they do this, okay? God is warning them, do not prostitute thy daughter. Well, how in the world, what does that word mean, prostitute? Well, we know it as, we kind of have an understanding of that word, but let's go back to Webster's 1828 dictionary here and look at the definition from Webster's here. And then, obviously, Scripture is going to be more important. I think you understand the gist of what that word means, but it means this, to offer freely to elude use. Now, notice this. It says to offer freely to elude use or to indiscriminate lewdness, openly devoted to lewdness or sold to wickedness or to infamous purposes. So it's in essence, prostitution is a selling into something. It's putting something up for sale. All right? That's what it means. It's to put up for sale for lewdness, whether that is actively or passively. Do you understand that most of the time that we disobey God's commands, much of the time it's passively and not really realizing we aren't following God's plan? I don't think it's any malicious intent. I think a lot of it is absolute ignorance. And some of the things that I'm going to say to you tonight may not sit well, but understand them and go home and study them biblically. Don't just follow what modern day, what we've always done, what's always been done, because that's what happens today. Well, that's not the way we learned it, and we grew up godly, and doesn't matter. Is it what the scriptures say? Is the pattern of it in the scriptures? That's really what we have to do. We have to look at it from the pattern of what the scriptures say. All right? So let's look into this. Number one, what does this verse say? Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her. Look at that. It says to cause her. So there's a selling of her in a way that can cause her or that causes her to be a whore. lest the land fall to whoredom. The land is full of wickedness. What question for you? What do you think about America? Do you think that America's land is full of, has fell to whoredom? I think so. No, no, that can't be really. Then why is fornication sold everywhere? You can't buy a bottle of water or a pack of gum without fornication being sold to you. They use fornication, and I'm using that in that proper biblical sense, so I don't have to use modern day terms that would maybe not be so great, okay? So I'm going to use that term fornication, but you get what I'm talking about, okay? Why is that used to sell something like water? Exactly. Why is it used to sell gum? Have you ever watched a commercial about a stinking candy bar and it ends up being about fornication? Why? Because the land has fell to whoredom. America is absolutely full of it. And I'm going to tell you, it's the father's fault. Because you're a father and you have to let that daughter go. You're the one that has to release her and let her go to do what she does. Now, I understand that they could, you know, we have this, and I'm going to talk about that magic number 18. When they turn 18, all of a sudden it's magic land, and you can do whatever you want. Because the United States government says you're 18 years old, and guess what? You're in magic land. You can do whatever you want to do. Isn't that amazing? You know what? The United States government doesn't trump the Word of God. You better understand that. It doesn't trump the Word of God. Scripture is still Scripture. Amen. Amen. Right. It's to offer freely to a lewd use. That's what prostitution means. It means to sell. Do not prostitute thy daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom. Yeah, America's fell to whoredom. It's everywhere. It's in the churches. It's in the schools. You go to a public school. I went to one. I went to one when I was a child. Because I can't even talk about the things that I did. Don't worry, we'll get into public school some other time, not today. But I can't even talk about the things that I did. They're that wicked. And I learned those, that many wicked things there. Why? Because the land has fell to whoredom, that's why. That's every, it's in everything. It sells. And it's pushed. And that's where our country is today. And I believe a lot of it has to do with this principle right here. Why? Because it doesn't happen if you have, if your daughter is being covered by you. If you're leading your daughter. Doesn't happen if you're her head and her covering. Doesn't happen. Amen. All right, number one, what do we see here? God is speaking to a father and he says, your daughter belongs to you while she is not married. She's your daughter. What we've been sold in America today is leading to all kinds of disaster. You have a transgender movement that is moving rapidly and gaining ground rapidly in every place, coming to a bathroom near you. Right? They advertise it everywhere. This transgender wants to use the girls' bathroom, so we have to let him do it. That's where our country is. The Bible says that the daughter is yours. You're to take care of her. We're going to get to that. But a prostitute is someone that has been sold into whoredom. She's been prostituted or sold. You say, how in the world would a father sell his daughter into harlotry? Well, it happens. It happens actively and passively. Amen? Let's first concentrate on the ways that a man would do this. So how is that? I think the first way that we see in the Bible, that we see, or the first way we see in society and the Bible as a serious issue, is the way that a lady is dressed. See, it's a father's responsibility to teach his daughters. It's a mother's responsibility as well, and obviously paramount, to teach the daughter modesty. It's their job. Do you know how many fathers I have seen? Boy, I'll tell you what, social media has done one thing. It has really brought the sins of Christians out into the open so they can share them with everybody. Because the things that I have seen on Facebook and other things of people that are supposed to be born-again Christians, and I'm not saying they're not saved, but they sure are being carnal. When you see some of the ways that these young ladies are allowed to leave their home and to be dressed. You know what? If it's not for sale, don't advertise. Now that may seem like a bold or a mean statement, but it's not. If it's not for sale, don't advertise. And as a father, you ought to be concerned about what your daughter leaves the house wearing. You ought to be concerned about why. Because if you don't care what she's dressed like, guess what you're going to do? You're in danger of selling her off in whoredom. Why would any man let his daughter leave the home with her flesh showing? I'm telling you, I've seen fathers allow their daughters to wear bathing suits and strapless outfits and many other things just and brag about it. I mean, just, oh, isn't she pretty? Yeah, everybody else thinks she is too, but they're not staring at her face. And see, preaching like this isn't popular anymore. Dealing with truth is not popular anymore. It will make people upset. And I fully understand that. But you know what? We are losing our children to the world. And fathers are selling their daughters off into whoredom. By just what they let them leave and wear. I don't have time to go into the principles of headship, but I've got series, and Russ has a series with all of that on there, okay? So if you don't understand the principle of headship, go back and listen to it. The father is the head. And he has a responsibility to care for his daughters and his sons, but he has a responsibility. Why do you think God told the fathers here, don't prostitute your daughters, Al? Because she's yours, that's why. There is an attire of a harlot that the Bible speaks of. And you see in Isaiah chapter 47, verse number 1, come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal. Uncover thy locks. Make bare the leg. Uncover the thigh. Pass over the rivers. Thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance, and I will not meet thee as a man. Bible speaking of the attire of a harlot there, saying that she's naked and she's uncovered. Why? Because her thigh is uncovered. Preacher, that's just old-fashioned stuff. That's back in Bible times. We're still in Bible times. This is still the Word of God. This is still the Bible. Amen. Proverbs chapter 7 says, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot and subtle of heart. It's called the strange woman in Proverbs chapter 7, and deals with that strange woman and how she was dressed and what she wore. And she was loud and stubborn. Amen. We'll get to that in a little while. But I'm seeing today fathers, they don't care how their daughter is dressed. They don't realize what they're doing is prostituting out their own daughter, because some young man is looking at that. And as soon as he gets the chance, he'll take it. Oh, not my daughter. I know there's a lot of people that have said that, but they've disobeyed Scripture and found what happens when you do. Clothes do matter. How a lady dresses matters. How a man dresses matters too, by the way. Amen. Same thing. I'm not picking on just ladies here. We're just talking about a father's responsibility to his daughters. That's right. I've seen that too much out there. It's rampant everywhere. And people don't know what nakedness is. They don't know what the Bible definition of nakedness is. For some reason, the Bible definition of nakedness is completely naked or nude, what we would say that, with nothing on at all. That's not the definition of biblical nakedness. It goes way farther than that. God said they were naked in the garden, and and Adam had his little apron that Adam tried to sew his own bikinis. He tried to make his own bikinis for him and his wife. They didn't work out so well. God said, "You're not covered. Let me slay these and let me cover you." And he put a coat on them. What did that mean, a coat? He covered them. It's the parents' responsibility. What your daughters wear will tell a man and tell others just what her intentions are. What she wears tells her intention. Oh, that's... But, you know, it's a... Well, you're right. I mean, if you're going to say that it's a man's heart, you're absolutely right. It is a man's heart. Because a man's heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But you're not supposed to be bait for Satan to cause him to fall either. I would hate to be someone that led somebody into sin. By the way, the Bible does command modesty for ladies in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 9. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. What does that mean to be adorned? It means what you're decorated with, what you're used to make beautiful with or to add to. The external, what clothes you put on. They're to adorn themselves, it says, in modest apparel. Amen. You know what? A father that doesn't care about what his daughter wears and lets her leave the home with her flesh showing is doing nothing more but prostituting his daughter. He's putting her up for sale.
Right.
Amen. By the way, that word, that modesty word means moderate, not excessive or extreme, not extravagant. Some ladies want to light up a room when they walk in, so everybody looks at them. No. I mean, that's not the biblical way anyway. Nothing wrong with looking nice and taking care of yourself. All of us should. All of us should. Nothing wrong with that at all. But for the purpose of sticking out so everybody sees you? No. That's not what God intended either. A lady's not to be excessive or extreme. There's a difference. You know what the difference in modesty is? Being loud and stubborn. That's the proverb. That's the strange woman in Proverbs chapter 7, a loud and stubborn woman. And if you allow this, basically if a father allows this, what he is doing is selling his daughter. I don't know what else you could call it. What else could you call it if you didn't care what your daughter was wearing? I'm telling you, I see it in next door neighbors. I see it walking down the road. I see it from people that I have went to church with for years. And it's like there's some great disconnect between the God of this Bible and how they live their lives. Right. I'll tell you another way, number two. Another way dads can prostitute out their daughters is to let their daughters date like the world does. if you let your daughters get into this situation. I've heard 10-year-old boys and girls talking about having boyfriends and girlfriends. Show me it in Scripture. Show me one reference to boyfriend and girlfriends in Scripture. I'll show you one. It's called Dinah's Dangerous Date. She went out to see how the other girls lived. What happened to her? A guy saw her and liked her and he defiled her. Oh, come on. You're just too old-fashioned. No, it's just biblical. You can't find boyfriend and girlfriends in the Bible. And you certainly can't find young people, which aren't even called teenagers in the Bible, by the way. You certainly can't find adolescents or young people at a young age talking about girlfriends and boyfriends. I mean, it's younger and younger. You got kindergartners, second graders, third graders, fourth graders, and you hear them talk about it, and then you wonder why the land is given up to whoredoms. Really? When you send them to public schools and the teachers fornicate with them? Oh, that doesn't happen very often. Yeah, it's happening all the time. That dating puts you, just like Dinah. Dinah went out and caught a date and look what happened to her. Fathers should not be selling their daughters to boyfriends. I people that talk about, oh, my daughter's got a boyfriend, this, or they think it's cute when a little second or third grader. Well, don't let me hear it around here if some little kid says they're going to have a boyfriend or girlfriend, because I'm not going to talk to them, but I am going to come talk to you about it. And I'm going to say, Dad, we got to have a talk, because if your children think it's okay to have boyfriends and girlfriends, we're missing something here. We've lost something here. There's a great disconnect here. They're selling their daughters into lewdness or prostitution. You say, how do you know that? Well, because I was a young man. And I had girlfriends when I was in junior high. Now, I couldn't have bought a pack of gum if I wanted to. But I had girlfriends. And it was wicked. And many wicked things. Well, that's just you. You know, that's the human nature. That's the human nature. If your children at a young age think it's okay that it's appropriate for them to have boyfriends and girlfriends, guess where their mind goes? Guess where it goes? The only natural place it can go. Where it shouldn't. Do you know what? Today I've noticed boyfriend and girlfriend philosophy has done nothing but spoiled the churches and its members. You hear it everywhere in there. I mean, churches that I've been a part of, I've heard it. I've heard them talk about it. And I'm thinking to myself, don't you keep an eye on your daughter at all? Why do they think it's acceptable to have a boyfriend? See, there were... You were either under your father or you were espoused and married in the Scriptures, or you were a widow. But there wasn't this dating scene that goes on today. But that's old-fashioned stuff. No, that's biblical principle. What's that? Right. Yeah, that's right. Oh, well, they did it this way. Oh, okay, that's okay. Yeah, amazing, isn't it? I've heard little kids at young ages saying I love you to others of the opposite sex, calling them boyfriends and girlfriends. Now, first of all, you don't know what love is, and you don't love them, and they don't love you. But you're allowing your daughter to give her son... give their heart to somebody else, and they will end up betrayed because it's not God's plan. It's not God's order. And you can't find it anywhere in the scriptures. But it's pop culture. It's the way it's popular today. Yeah, so is AIDS and everything else. So is transgenderism. So is sodomy. It's all popular today. So is rock music. So is every other wicked thing in this culture. Is popular, but is it biblical? They steal the heart of this young girl, and that girl follows that pattern her whole life. Dating, having boyfriends, another one all the time, and the father ends up selling his daughter straight out to that. Teenage boys don't want to marry. They don't. Teenage boys aren't talking about marriage. You think the prom or proms or dates or anything like that, do you think banquets, you think those are about marriage? No, I've been to proms. They're not about marriage. They're about every other wicked thing you can think of, but they're not about that. You think going to a movie or any other thing is about marriage and spending the rest of their life with your daughter? No, it's not. And I've seen these people online. I've seen some of the things they do, and it's downright scary. And what these fathers are doing is they are selling their daughters. If a father's letting young men take his daughter out alone, it's only a matter of time before something happens. And then everybody stands around and says, I wonder why that happened. It happens because you don't follow God's order. I know from experience what the Bible says about a man's heart and when he's alone with a lady, what transpires. That's all I'm going to say about that, but it's very easy to understand. Next. Number three, I believe a way that a father will or can prostitute out his daughter is shipping her out when she turns 18. See, we have a problem in America. You know what the problem is? We think that girls and boys are the same. They're just boys with female anatomy. No, they're not. I don't believe in transgenderism, and I don't believe in the unification of the sexes. God made them male and female, and they are different. They are not the same. One is called the weaker vessel. One is called the head. That's how God made them. Amen. That's what God expects. Now understand this. I'm not trying to bash on anybody that's done it the wrong way. I'm trying to prepare a generation to do it the right way. We've all done things the wrong way. We can't go back and change all the wrong we've done. But what we can do is make sure these young people understand what to do moving forward. We can do that. We can do right. And unless pride stops us and we say, well, I don't want to talk about why. I can talk about things that I've done wrong. Why? Because I've been forgiven, number one. And number two, I want to prepare the next generation to do things the right way. And that's what God has commanded us to do. So it doesn't matter what I did wrong. Doesn't matter if I did right all the way back then or no, Lord, that's what matters. Today we follow the government more than we do the Bible. For some reason, today Christians believe, fathers believe that, well, when everybody in their family turns 18, you ship them off to college or you ship them off to this. And you get them into full-time work and to do all, and this is what you do. And they treat the son and the daughter the same way. Show me here where a man was told to send his daughter off to go work and to pay her way and to take care of herself. Is it anywhere in the scriptures? No. Why? Because God made them male and female. That's why. Titus chapter 2, verse number 3 says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors, becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober. You know what he means by that? Because there's another sect of those ladies that were silly women given laden with sins. They were given over to silly things. So he's showing the difference here. That he said you teach the aged women likewise that they be in behaviors becometh holiness. Amen. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Well, how do you teach them that? You raise them up to be a wife. You mean I'm not supposed to raise them to go out and take on the world? No, you're to raise them to be a good, godly wife and mother.
Amen.
Why? Because no matter what you try to do, you will never be a mother as a man. And you will never be able to teach them what their mother can teach. And they need their mother. Just like they need you. So they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. What does that mean? Is that just a blanket statement in there that really means nothing? No, it means a whole lot. You teach them to love their husband and to love their children. That they are consumed with that as their ministry in this life. That's right. That they are consumed with it. That it's what they. I remember Brother Johnson, when he was here, his wife always used to, they had eight, I think it's seven or eight kids. I always forget how many. What is it? I don't know. They got a whole bunch of them. Anyway, I always forget Brother Johnson, how many kids they had. But you know, six kids. And I remember the first thing that he said when he came here to church, he said, well, my wife's ministry is our children. I get it. I believe it. I agree with you. And it is. That's the number one importance. Yeah, but she can do so much more. That doesn't have anything to do with... Nobody's talking about ability. Nobody's talking about ability. I know ladies that can do way more than I can do in a lot of ways. We're not talking about ability, what you're able to do. We're talking about permissibility. What God has laid down. The order in which God has laid down. And I'll tell you something right now. If being a mother, a godly mother and a godly wife is not enough for you, you're in trouble. Because that's what God made you for. That's what God made you for. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, love their children, to be discreet. To be discreet. Chaste. Keepers at home. It doesn't say keepers of home. It says keepers at home. Amen. Every word Bible, unless you think that's an error somehow, which I don't believe, it says keepers at home. That's what it says, not of home, it says at home. Good. Obedient to their own husbands. You know, today we have, there's debates in places. Well, do we have to, we should take that obey. You're not going to say obey. I remember hearing people talk about that. You're not going to say obey, are you, in your vows? I remember hearing people talk about that. Wow, really? Why? Is that a bad thing? Shouldn't be. Not if you married the right man. Says here they may teach the young women. It says to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. But notice what it says at the end. That the word of God be not blasphemed. Well, is scripture implying that if you don't follow God's order, then the word of God is blasphemed? That's exactly what he said. That's exactly to a T what he said. Nothing was added. That's exactly what he said. You raise daughters to be dependent on you. You raise sons, and yes, they're dependent on you for a time, but you teach them to be a man. Because when a father gives his daughter away to a man, he is saying, now you care for her as I cared for her, and you love her. Cherish her and take care of her. Nurture her and take care of her. I will not marry anyone of my daughters off to a man that tells me that she's got to pay her way. Yeah, no way. Because if you ain't man enough to take care of my daughter, you ain't man enough to take her hand, pal. Amen. Come on. You can like it or lump it, I don't care. You'd be going down the road just like you came. If you can't take care of my daughter, and you can't make sure that she can be a keeper at home and obey the scriptures, then you're asking me to blaspheme God's word, and I'm not doing it. I wouldn't give my daughter to anyone like that. That might make somebody mad, but you know what? God makes the difference between a man and a lady today. He's always showed the differences. Nothing has changed with God. What's changed? Feminism, pop culture, communism, and everything else that every other ism that's entered in to try to change things. But God has not changed. Why would I marry my daughter off to somebody that couldn't take care of her? Looked at her and said, well, you're going to take care of you're going to have to pull your weight around here. Sorry, you ain't a man. Now, I can understand if something bad happened and, you know, somebody got hurt or something like that. But you know what I say to that? Fine, son-in-law, you're hurt. Move back into my home. I'll work. I'll care for you. But my daughter's not going to go she's not going to go try to do that. It's my responsibility to help you. See how that works? But see, we've gotten away from that whole family structure. Oh, you just don't have anything to do with it. That's just the way. No, we've gotten away from all that. But that's not patriarch. Patriarch is, you know what? You go back and then you get help. And then my son-in-law comes to me and says, Dad, we're in trouble. And I said, well, come on home then. We'll help you. That's how it works. That is love. And that's being a man. Because I don't care if I'm a 70-year-old man and my daughter needed it, I'd do it for her and her husband. I'd do it for him. I'd help him. Because that's what we're supposed to do. And that's what's needed today. I'm so sick and tired of hearing men say, I can't do this and I can't do that and this can't happen and that can't happen and there's no way we can do this, there's no way we can do that. Bunch of babies. Bunch of sorry babies. That's right. God will give you His strength to go through. If you want to follow God's word, He'll make a way for it. You just got to believe Him, that's all. The father is the head of the daughter, like we talked about, her covering and her decisions and everything. They're up to Him. Why would I ship her off and teach her a career or make her take care of herself? You know, some girls find men to care for them the wrong way. This is how this happens when a father says, well, you're 18, you go take care of yourself. You know what some of them do? Just what a young lady did with me when I was a lost man. Left the home. She left with me. And I was shacked up with her. I'm just telling you the truth. I know when I was a lost man, that's exactly what happened. She was an 18-year-old girl, graduated high school. What do 18-year-olds do? Well, hey, they just move out. That's what they do. She just found a man to take care of her, that's all. See, Dad, so somebody will take care of him one way or another. That might be a little too real for you, but it's the truth. That method teaches an independent spirit, not a dependent one. Believe me, I've seen the difference and I've dealt with them. I've pastored people and dealt with husbands and wives that have done things the wrong way and the problems that come with them. And then when it's time to do things the right way, there's a lot of fighting that goes on. There's a lot of problems that goes on. Why? Because you've taught a different spirit for so long and now you're trying to change it. And there's going to be some battles to go through. You got to love, but it's tough. If you're not careful, they turn 18. You fall into that logic, you're going to sell your daughters off. If you have daughters, you take care of them until they're married. Why not? You're man enough to, aren't you? Amen. By the way, that doesn't mean that a young lady's not industrious either, because there's a whole lot of things that they can learn and do. A whole lot of things that their daddy couldn't do that they could do for him. Whole lot of things. This is a hard speech. Who can receive it? So what have we produced in America with this design? Well, we produce women that leave, a lot of women that leave home and find boyfriends to care for them. I want to show you a difference here, give you a few ideas of a difference here. I seen this, and somebody posted this for me, and I looked at it, and it was very good. The difference between the world's girl and my girl, this man said. He said, one is easy to find, Proverbs chapter 7, verse number 10 through 12. That's the strange woman. The other is difficult to find, Proverbs 31, verse number 10. One is lewd, Proverbs 6, 24. The other is loyal, Proverbs 31, 11. One is superficially religious, Proverbs 7, 14. The other is genuinely right with God, Proverbs 31, 30. One is on the loose at night, Proverbs 7, 9, and 18. The other is resting in preparation for tomorrow's work, Proverbs 31, 15. One dresses like a prostitute, Proverbs 7, 10. The other is dressed in respectable apparel, 1 Timothy 2, 9. One is immodest and acts without discretion, Proverbs 11, 22. The other is modest and practices self-restraint, 1 Timothy 2, 9. One was allowed by irresponsible parents to become a whore in Leviticus 19:29. The other was taught by elder women to be a good wife and mother, Titus 2, 3 through 5. One is a homebreaker, Proverbs 7. The other is a homemaker, Proverbs 31. I believe, when we don't raise our daughters the way God ordered, we run the risk of prostituting them out to be harlots. And the land is full of whoredom today. We have not, and I'm going to tell you one of the major problems of this and why this has come up, and I've touched on this and we're going to be done here, but one of the major problems of why this has happened is because many fathers today have neglected to fulfill their headship and their responsibility. The other thing is that we have not allowed the mom to be the mom without having to do everything else. I know some men that expected their wives to have these full-time careers and make all this money as well as take care of the kids and the house and complain about what was going on at home because things weren't done right. And it can't be done because being a mom is full-time work. It's not part-time, it's full-time. And it's not easy either. But we also have messed up with this lack of preaching on the sexes and understanding the biblical roles of each person. And it has led to this idea that, well, first of all, I mean, we've got women that they want to put in full-time combat now. Well, any woman can do it. No, they can't, number one. They can't. Okay, and then number two, even if they could, it's wrong. Have you ever, and we're going to talk about this on Sunday, but have you ever noticed how there's men will curse in front of women now? Yeah. They'll just blurt out whatever they want. There's no discretion in their speech at all around women now. And women will do the same thing. Sometimes women tell dirtier jokes than men do. I remember a lady when I was working out in the gym with Dad, this lady would come up and she's just dropping curse words. Like F words like crazy. And I'm standing there, I'm like, I'm shocked. Why? There's no difference. And we set up a society and followed the world. And all we've done is prostitute our daughters out in the sand. And the land has fell to whoredom. You know what? No daughter could be a whore if her father was kept her at home and took care of her. Now, again, I'm not saying every daughter that's not at home is a whore, okay? If that's what you got from this, you didn't listen. What I'm saying is you run the risk of selling them off into that. And the land is full of whoredoms. Why? Because fathers aren't taking care of their daughters. That's why. They're not. Fathers, you know, Lester Roloff said 30 years ago, he said, there's two problems in America. You fix it, you fix America. The papa and the preacher. You get those two in line, he said, well, this nation will be saved. He was right about that. Fathers just not being fathers. Raising their daughters like they're men and expecting them to be a man. And go out and take care of yourself and, you know, do all these other things. And you just do it all. And, you know, I don't have any more responsibility. You turned 18. Now you have to take care of yourself. Not bothering to look at the scriptures at all to see what God says. So what have they done? They've sold their daughters off. Many of them have. And then they wonder, why did my daughter do this? I don't understand why she did this. Well, first of all, you raised her like a man. And then you told her to get a career and take care of herself. And you're surprised that she actually did it. And she went out and had the principles of a bold man and did some things and made some bad decisions. What if you would have raised her as a submissive daughter and said, I will care for you, I will love you, and one day I will take your hand the rest of your life? It isn't about being able to do things. It's about obeying God and following Him. And what we have done today is we have disobeyed God, we have stopped following His order, and we have prostituted our daughters in the land, and the land is completely full of whoredom today. Because nobody understands the fact that these men just let their daughters go off into the world, and doesn't matter what they're doing, what they're wearing. Just go ahead, go on. You take care of yourself now. Now, a young man, you train to be a man. Now, my son, he can stay home as long as he wants to until he's married. If he respects me and he works and he's a man, he doesn't have to leave. He doesn't have to ever leave until he gets married. If he wants to get a career and do everything else, my daughter, she's being raised to be a wife. Because you know what? We need some godly wives.
Amen.
And it's work enough, believe me. Yeah. It's all the work that you could possibly imagine. And then some. I've heard somebody, is that all I'm good for? Is that? No, that's what you absolutely were made for. And that is an honor that no one can take away from you except you. Because that's the way God intended it to be. Now that smacks in the face of 100 years of feminist movement and a design that was absolutely unscriptural. But in the sight of God, it's of a great price. And it's precious to God when we obey His commands and follow Him. And God promises a blessing upon those that obey it. We got to get back to following the scriptures. We got too many daddies that have just sold their daughters off. Father, thank you, Lord, for your words. Help us to obey them. Help us, Lord, to set apart this next generation and say, we're going to raise our children to follow your commands. No matter how weird the world says it is, no matter how bad the world says it is, no matter how, if they use the term sexist or anything else, Lord, we don't care. We care what the Bible says. Biblical Christianity has never been popular, and it's always been hated, and God's designs have always been hated by the world. But so much the more should his children stand up and fearlessly obey them until you take them home. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.